You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's 28 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thank you very much for staying with the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. So if you partake in online activity like gambling, i.e. sports betting or gaming, this might be for you. In the first quarter of this year, Africa had the highest iGaming fraud rate globally, while South Africa's iGaming fraud more than tripled. That's according to the latest SumSub iGaming report. Jared Jensen is Regional Director for Southern Africa at SumSub. He joins us now on the line for more. Thank you very much, Jared, for your time this evening. Maybe just a brief introduction in terms of how the report was put together.
Yes, good evening. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So basically, we went and analyzed millions of different activities over the past year. So of course, as SumSub, a software provider within the space, so of course, KYC compliance and fraud prevention, we analyze a lot of data on an annual basis, and we use that data to actually form the results, or to arrive at the results that we've arrived at and reported on.
Okay. What makes the continent the leading fraud hotspot?
The continent, the leading fraud hotspot at the moment. So, I mean, the biggest thing is that we have actually seen some of the fastest expansion when it comes to digital technology, right? So the thing is, as the technology expands into the hands of more people across the continent, and as the continent continues to grow, of course, the use of digital services becomes more prominent, and therefore a lot of people onboard remotely. And therefore, the opportunities for identity fraud continue to grow too.
Okay. This is what I found scary. In some cases, the fraudster is related to the victim. So they borrow your ID number and try to verify you so that they can gain access and defraud you, essentially. Given that 97% of all iGaming fraud we see coming out of the continent is caught at the liveness stage, what should we understand about that? What does it mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a really good question. And what it means is that liveness is basically when you have to do like a selfie check when you're onboarding to some online application. So, for example, you have to present your face to the camera, and then you obviously need to prove that it's you, and that your face matches the details on your, let's say, identity documents or your data within the government database, et cetera, et cetera. And the majority of fraud is being caught at the liveness stage. It's because the majority of fraudsters are starting to utilize deepfakes to try bypass the verification. So I know we don't have too much time, but basically the way that it works is, let's say I know you in person. We are friends. We've got some photos together, whatever the case may be. I'm over at your house. I have your ID documents, for example. I get access to your details, and I have your face because we have some photos together. And then I actually go and basically swap your face onto my face, but then enhance it to the point where you can't really, as a human, tell the difference. You don't know that it's Jared, right? Mm. You would think that it's Dudazella that's there behind the camera. Mm. So we are catching them at that stage. So yeah, it's crazy though, because most of the times the identity is either like stolen or bought or just like borrowed, and it's just someone trying to pass themselves off as that other person.
Ay. Now we're going to be suspecting each other. Indeed.
Yeah, I know. When we used to...
Oh, every time somebody asks for a photo going forward, you like think twice. But yeah, no, thank you. It makes it practical, right? So, and it also gives us a tip of what to avoid. You also looked at when attacks happen. And on the continent, the afternoon is popular, which is interesting because for other markets, it's either in the morning or at midday. What does this suggest about the criminals, if anything at all?
Yeah, well, you know what the thing is, they try to blend in with most of the traffic, right? So the majority of traffic is generally going to be outside of working hours. So it's generally going to either be like early mornings, prior to like business hours, or it's going to be in the evenings when everyone is online, everyone's logging in, everyone's doing something, and they blend in with that noise, right? So the more noise there is, the easier it is for them to try slip through the cracks. And that's pretty much what I mean. It's kind of subjective though, right? But I mean, it's more of an observation that we've made. That it's
Got you. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that's all the time we can afford, but I'd really encourage our listeners to check out the report, SumSub iGaming report. So SumSub, you spell SumSub iGaming report. You can find it on their website. Jared Jensen is Regional Director for Southern Africa at SumSub. Thank you.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.